In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your wrath and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors.
O Lord, let me not be put to shame, for I call upon you.
In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily.
Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
Be strong.
Lord,
have mercy.
For this holy house
and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone, our Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Almighty God, we implore you, show your mercy to your humble servants, that we who put no trust in our own merits may not be dealt with after the severity of your judgment, but according to your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Testament reading for the third last Sunday of the church year is from Job, chapter 14. Man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. He comes out like a flower and withers. He flees like a shadow and continues not. And you open your eyes on such a one and bring him to judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? There is not one. Since his days are determined, and the number of his months is with you, and you have appointed his limits that he cannot pass, look away from him and leave him alone, that he may enjoy, like a hired hand, this day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your foes have roared in the midst of your meeting place. They set up their own signs for signs.
Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your heritage.
The epistles from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down to take what is in his house, and let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas, for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days, pray that your flight may not be in winter or on a Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now. No, and never will be. And if those days had not been cut short, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Then if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Christ," or "There he is," do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. So if they say to you, "Look, he is in the wilderness," do not go out. If they say, "Look, he is in the inner rooms," do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, Light of light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered in his chariot. And to the grave he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Jesus, Savior, Lord,
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Old Job knew our condition and understood it very well. Man who is born of a woman is few of days and full of trouble. None of us lives the ideal. None of us has the perfect spouse or perfect children or a perfect family. None of us has the perfect job with the perfect boss or perfect employees. None of us belong to a perfect congregation. Every aspect of our lives lived in this vale of tears is full of trouble. Our relationships at home, work, or even at church are marred in ways both small and great. We all suffer from the sin that is all around us. We've also added our own sins into the mess. We were conceived and born in sin, and our broken lives, our hurting lives, show it. For our lives, full of trouble, are not only marred by the sins of others which we must endure, but also by our own. We are, as we confess, by nature, sinful and unclean, curved in upon ourselves. We want our own way. We want the honor and adoration of men, a life of pleasure and ease. We've all been mean, cruel, selfish, and wrong. We've cheated and lied. We've hurt others time and time again, even as others have hurt us. We've behaved in ways that, if they knew, our mothers would be ashamed and blush. And all this because our mothers bore us in sin, even as they themselves were born in the same. They bestowed upon us, and we inherited, dear friends, the inheritance of Adam, an impossible and inescapable burden. Wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will gather. Wherever there is evil, wherever there is temptation, wherever there is trouble, there we are to exploit it, to tear down and hurt, to devour our brothers and sisters, to satisfy our desires and get our way. We are even quick to judge the motivations of others as if we somehow possess the power to look into the hearts and minds of others and determine why they said that thing, or suggested or did something. And then concluding that they must have, of course, meant evil against us. I mean, there couldn't possibly be any other explanation. They said it or suggested it or did it, whatever it is, just to get us. That must be it. And so, without even asking people what they meant, we draw our own conclusions and then run around telling others about what evil these people have done against us. If you want to see this lived out every day, just go to Facebook and watch as people read comments others make and then go nuts with their conclusions. But it's true of us in the real world as well. We have bought into the lie of that ancient serpent who told our first parents in the garden that they could be like God. Be warned this day as we make the turn to the last three Sundays in the church year and concentrate these 3 weeks on the coming judgment and the great and glorious return of our Lord. Repent. You cannot hide from that coming judgment. You cannot stand upon your own works and dare God to judge you by them. That will not end well for you. And be careful how you judge others, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Now, that's not to say that you are not to judge and call sin what it is. It is to say that you do not play the hypocritical Pharisee in doing so, thanking God that you are not like those other sinners. It is also to say that you do not play God in your judging of others, pretending as though you can see into their hearts and minds and judge their motivations. If you think someone has sinned against you, you are obligated as a Christian to go and talk to that person to determine if that's the case, and to seek reconciliation if it is. You are forbidden by Christ himself to run around blabbing to others about so-and-so, having never even talked to so-and-so yourself, for in doing so, you are guilty of the greater sin. Even if so-and-so is guilty of some great sin that you're blabbing about. Be careful as you meditate upon the coming judgment these last 3 weeks. Be careful how you judge others, for the measure you use will be measured to you. Repent. Turn from yourself, from your ambitions and pride, from your desires and fear, and from your pitiful self-righteousness. Stop being an eagle eager to gather around the carcasses of other sinners to devour them. For who are you, O sinner? Are you really better than them? Repent. Turn to the God of living mercy. Be an eagle drawn not by the carcasses of other sinners, but by the blood of the carcass on the cross, eager to eat the good fruit thereof. Was there ever evil, ever trouble, ever anything so wrong as the unjust execution of that man born of a virgin? And yet, was there ever anything so wonderful, so giving, so perfectly without conditions loving? Gather there at the cross, for the Jerusalem gallows are stained with the blood of the prophets, with the blood of murdered Abel, crying to the skies for justice. But they are all silenced by the blood of the Lamb spilled in the most unjust act of all time. The blood of the Lamb stains the souls of guilty men, murderers and thieves, liars and cheaters, gossipers and busybodies, and makes them clean as the new fallen snow. The Father declares them as pure as his only begotten Son. The body of Jesus crucified and raised is food for the righteous. Let us gather about that sacrifice, that carcass, which is not dead but living, and find there our much-needed forgiveness. For there in the heart of evil, in the depths of man's depravity, in the devil's most wicked hour, there was the Christ, the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus, making men and women his sons and daughters, standing in the breach for us, laying down his life in fulfillment of his Father's will, putting death to death. That carcass, slain from the foundation of the world, lives and is meat, food for his children. His execution is his glory. His scars are the badge of his holy, forgiving office. His death is the birth of life and the sending of the Spirit. And his death is not only for you, but even for those other sinners you often find so undesirable. Do not think that they need Jesus more than you do. Rather, recognize that you need Jesus more than anyone else in the world, sinner that you are. For the day of judgment is coming. And the only difference between the sheep gathered on Jesus' right and the goats gathered on Jesus' left will be Jesus himself. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. No one comes to the Father except through his works. No one comes to the Father by their own merit. Repent, O sinner, and believe. Then you can hear St. Paul's words for the beautiful gospel they are. I would not want you to be ignorant or uninformed concerning those who have gone early to the judgment. For those who have fallen asleep in Jesus are not dead. Notice he does not say those who were better people or less sinful are not dead, but rather those who have fallen asleep in Jesus are not dead. They are alive in him, even as he most certainly is alive. Not because of their works, but because they were gifted with repentance and faith in him. They have been spared the longer trial. Their journey is complete. They have come to the reward of those declared righteous and holy solely by grace. And soon, you who repent and believe shall join them. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ will rise first. They have the honor. For lo, these many years, while the grace of God held back the destructive winds and delayed his wrath for the sake of the elect, so that all whom he has chosen before the foundation of the world would be sealed in the waters of holy baptism and by the Holy Spirit. The souls of the saints, those faithfully departed, have waited in joy in heaven. Then, upon the completion of all things, their bodies will be returned to them. They will rise, perfected for life eternal, life in body and spirit, the way our Lord meant for life to be. They confess the faith in this living death while on earth. They were delivered by the sacrifice of the innocent one in their place, brought through death to life. Their bodies were laid to rest in the grave for a time, but not forever. When Jesus comes again in glory, they will be reunited and whole, flawless and good, at their proper place with the souls of all the faithful and all the saints, all the angels, forever. And then, immediately after they rise, all those who are still enduring in the flesh will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet their Lord in the air. Their bodies, too, will be made perfect at the same instant as their spirits. Their joy, too, will be complete, for they will be with their Lord, their Savior and Redeemer, the Lamb of God, their heavenly bridegroom, the one who took away their sin and the sin of the world, the one who lived that perfect life they couldn't live and paid for all their sins on the cross. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing? No man, that is for sure. But all things are possible with God. His mercy has determined to rescue men for the sake of his own love. He brings a clean thing out of an unclean thing, a perfect family, holy men and women, pleasing to him in every way, out of struggling sinners curved in upon themselves. He makes all things right in Christ. He restores all things to goodness in Christ. He forgives all sins in Christ. So let the lightning come. Pray for it. That is the hope of the church. That is the hope of all the faithful, that the lightning would come. For when it comes, when it finally flashes across the sky from east to west, our Lord returns, and with him eternity. We have not been forgotten, dear friends. Trouble and sorrow we have aplenty, but they will not last. For we are forgiven, we are loved, by grace we belong to him. The end is near. In these last days, amidst the lightning and turmoil, the danger and pain, the suffering and broken hearts, let us be where that carcass made alive is. Let us gather about the holy altar of our Lord and soar up on the wind of redemption, on wings like that of an eagle's. Let us gather about that holy altar here in the sacred place, where by his grace, mercy, and love, he sustains redeemed sinners here. He has done so in this sacred place now for 51 years, sustaining them with the sweet honey of his word and the fruits of his holy cross. Here, in the holy and blessed communion, the Lord will renew your strength. You will run and not be weary, walk and not grow faint, be laid to rest in this body of sorrow, but not die. You will be prepared for the judgment to come on that great and glorious day, and you will live forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to him. Merciful Father, preserve your holy church, that your children may be partakers of your inheritance with the saints in light. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that our civil leaders would lead with wisdom and understanding, that our nation may be governed in accordance with your divine will. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Protect those in the armed forces as they serve our country, including Gabriel Blair, Derek Brown, Dustin Majewski, Christopher Schaub, and Justin Wyborn, that they may return to their families unharmed and in gratitude to you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bless every effort to bring to the sick and shut in your holy scriptures and the sacrament of Christ's body and blood, that by the comfort and promise of your word, their sorrow and sighing may flee away. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Remember in kindness all those who cry out to you in any affliction, heartache, or trouble, especially those who have requested our prayers, including Joan Birch, Marlene Wiltshire, Dick Weiser, Bill Harmon, Ella Shaw, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Shirley Curry, Scott McCollum, Landon Culp, Fred Glazer, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd and Lyle Duby, James Whiting, Maxine Cull, Albert Cull, Phil Warsop, Lee G, Sherry Schaub, Joseph Tolk, Elaine Wood, Pastor Dan Chambers, Pastor Doug Janetsky, Rosemary Reichart, Sally Messer, Phyllis Boffman, Michelle Johnson, Matt Boffman, and Chris Woodrow, that they may rejoice in your faithfulness and await with patience deliverance from their afflictions. Lord, in your mercy. Grant us such trust in your divine word that we may acknowledge your Son's true body and blood in his holy supper, and receive these fruits from the cross this day in a worthy manner for forgiveness and preservation and to our abundant blessing. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you for the witness of those ransomed saints who have passed before us, and we ask that your grace may likewise guide us to eternal life. Keep us steadfast in your word, give us hearts of compassion toward others, and make us vigilant to place our hope in Jesus alone as we live in these last days and await the consummation of all things. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Thank you.
and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very body of Christ.
The very body of Christ given for you. 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 The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
Christ shed for you. The very blood of Christ.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you.
The very body of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal
Christ. The very blood of Christ shed for you.
The very body of Christ. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal Christ. All the days of your life.
The very body of Christ.
The very body of Christ.
Yes.
very body of Christ.
Shed for you.
The very body of Christ, given for you.
The very blood of Christ,
shed for you.
The very body of Christ, given for you.
The very body of Christ, given for you.
Thank you.
of this holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Coming, we may together with all your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.